That song here, I'm going to get up when that trumpet sounds. That don't do too much for young people. I heard Brother Jerry say, there's minors in there. And I look down, we all look seniors to me. I don't know who the younger person is here, but I don't think I'm the youngest person here. But he said, there's some minors in there. I think he's talking about music notes. But you know, when you got 1 foot in the grave, and they sing a song, I'm going to get up. I mean, that's my kind of song. You know what I mean?
Amen.
I mean, it may not do nothing to a young person that's sitting there thinking, duh, yeah. I'm just 16 or I'm just 10 or whatever. But when you got, like, I mean, years behind you and a lot of water on the bridge and you got 1 foot in the grave and the other ain't too far from it, they sing, I'm going to get up out of that grave. That's my kind of song. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Right. I really enjoyed that. Praise God. Amen. Man, I tell you, I'm glad I'm saved today.
Yeah.
I'm as amazed as everyone else is that God could save an old sinner, an old drunk like Eddie Wade 30 years ago. Sure enough, I got saved. I was telling Brother Ed this morning in the Sunday school class, I got saved. I run to tell Mama I got saved, and she put a little bony finger in my face, and she said, when you get home, she said, you look up the word fanatic, that's what you are, and I still am. And I'm glad I am, amen. Man, I have to admit, nobody never spoke to me like he spoke to me. He said, go in peace.
Yeah.
Nobody never done for me what he done for me. He set me free.
Right.
And I have to admit, I'm kind of enjoying the journey, if you know what I mean. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean, the psalmist said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good in Psalm 34, verse 8. Hey, I got in the buffet line. I'm still supping. And they sung that other song there about the Lord coming. And I don't remember the name of the song. What was it?
He's still passing by.
Still passing by. He's still passing by. I'll tell you what. I know that.
Amen.
In John chapter 14, verse 18, Jesus said something phenomenal. He said, I will not leave you comfortless.
That's right.
I will come to you. I'm saying it's still coming.
Amen.
He might call somebody else. They might give me an excuse. He'll say, I'm on my way. Be right there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm glad he's never far from any one of us anyway, so he ain't got that far to go. We taught over here a couple Sundays back on illegal immigration in America.
Yeah.
And y'all ain't going to believe this, but I'm going to preach this morning on illegal immigration. One reason I am is because God led me to do it. But another reason I am is so much people have visited that message so much. And I'm sure for all the wrong reasons. And I do try to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove.
Amen.
And I wish last Sunday I'd entitled that message, instead of fear warning, that I wish I'd titled it fearful warning. But it's after the fact, water on the bridge. But I wish I'd entitled that fearful one instead of fair warning. But this morning we want to preach on illegal immigration. It's going to surprise you. It's not going to be nothing like what you're going to think, because God surprised me when He led me in a direction to preach about this. But we'll take our text out of Exodus chapter 22. I want to read about 7 verses there real quick, and I may not even comment on them after I read them, because I'm going to be all over the Bible. I don't know if I'm even going to be able to get all this in one preaching or not, but Exodus chapter 22, God here is admonishing His people. He just brought them out of Egypt, and they're being admonished here, and God's telling them some things they need to do. And Exodus 22, I tell you what, just for sake of God, we'll read verse 20 instead of starting in verse number 21. I wanted to read 21 through 28, but just for the sake of God, I want to read verse 20. It says, he that sacrificed unto any god save unto the Lord only, he shall be utterly destroyed. I preached about a while back about not making no league with them, and let me say this about immigration. We need to use extreme caution and have extreme compassion. Also, and I'll mention that some here in a minute. We'll start our reading there. Verse 21. God here talking to His people. And He tells His people, thou shalt neither vex a stranger nor oppress him. For ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. He's brought them out of Egypt. They're no longer in it. He's trying to give them some admonishment here on how to treat a stranger. And he said, "Ye shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child." And don't pay a lot of attention to the news. It ain't all like they portray it to be. And I'll try to comment on that a little more in a minute. God said, "If thou afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry." That's a pretty good warning. And he said, "My wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fathers." That's a serious warning. And he said, "If thou lend money to any of my people that's poor by thee, thou shalt not be to him as a usurer, neither shalt thou lay upon him usury. If thou at all take thy neighbor's raiment to pledge, thou shalt deliver it unto him by the sun, by that the sun goeth down. For that is his covering only, it is his raiment for his skin, wherein shall he sleep. And it shall come to pass when he crieth unto me," and I like this part about God, "that I will hear, for I am gracious." And the last verse I want to read, verse 28, "Thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse the ruler of thy people." We'll stop right there. And like I said, I'm preaching today on illegal immigration. And pray with me here. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day you've given us to gather in your house. We thank you, Father, for the the number that's here today. Lord, more than enough to have service. You said we were two or three are gathered together in your name. You said, "Lo, you'd be in the midst." And Lord, we've got way more than two or three. We've got a couple of visitors. I thank you so much for having Brother Denny, his wife, Sister Sue, with us this morning. I pray, Lord, you'd bless today, set a table today, that, Lord, your hungry saints could come and dine. And, Lord, we just pray you'll preach to us and preach through us. We promise to give you all the praise and glory. Confess ourselves to be a miserable instrument for God to use. But I pray, dear Father God, today somehow, Lord, you could compensate and make a blessing today out of this message. We pray for those that be hearing this message by way of internet. I pray they'd be drawn like a moth to the flame. And yeah. I pray they find the truth of your word and the treasures of your word. And I pray they get a refuge for their soul, for it's everlasting too late. And for all these things, Lord, we ask your will to be done in Jesus' name. We ask them. Amen. Amen. Now, this week, because we just had 4th of July this week, I don't remember if it was on a Tuesday or Wednesday. Was it on a Wednesday?
Yes.
But this week, on the 4th of July, we had 14,000 immigrants become United States citizens on July the 4th this week. 14,000 people in one day became legal U.S. citizens because they done it the right way. They didn't try to come in here illegally. They come with the intent of making America their home, their country, kind of like Ruth, "Thy people should be my people, thy God should be my God." And I went to God, they would all come under those pretense. I am a little bit concerned about bringing the heathenistic ways into this Christian country, and it is a Christian country.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just see the blessing of God upon America, and many times I've wondered, "God, why do you still bless America?" And then I look around and I see a lot of good still in America. I mean, God had to reprove Elijah. He said, "I got 7,000 that ain't bowed the knee to Baal." Yeah. Elijah said, I alone am left, and he wanted to die. And you know, sometimes we need to be reminded God ain't done. And he's got a whole lot more than this little remnant on this roof. Amen. Right here this morning. Amen. There's a lot of people having church right now. They're still worshiping the same God. And he said those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Right.
I'm telling you, if you want to worship God, you got to do it the right way. He said, "No man can come to me, no man can come to the Father but by me." If you want to worship God, you got to come through Jesus. We got an entrance through hell to the Holy of Holies. We can come in and fellowship with the living God.
Amen.
A
lot of people want to try to come some other way. That's kind of what we're going to be preaching about today. You see that 14,000. Brother Danny, they did it the right way.
Amen.
They're American citizens now.
That's right.
This is their country now. And I hope they don't forget.
Right.
The blessing that it is to be an American citizen. Yeah. I know we take it for granted. I was raised, born in this country.
Yeah.
Raised in this country. But can you imagine being in a heathenistic country and you don't even have a safe place? There's not any. I know we've got a lot of perils in America, a lot of gangs and stuff, and I would to God we'd use the strongest caution and welcome people in this country. I don't know MS-13 in this country.
No.
I mean, I'd like to see them get saved, but chances that's probably pretty unlikely. And I'll tell you what, we don't know what it's like not to have a safe place, not to pillow your head, not worry. It ain't like we got to worry about anything here in America. I mean, this is one blessed country. It's a blessing just to be a citizen of this country.
Yes, it is.
Right.
I'm going to try to preach today to a lot of countries, Brother Mitchell and Brother Ed.
That's right.
This is the heaven on earth to them.
Yeah. Right.
They think if I can just get to America, I can have heaven on earth. And even though that's to some degree somewhat true compared to other countries.
Yeah.
I mean, we got freedom. We got the Constitution.
Yes,
we got the First Amendment right. I mean, we got the right to protest and pout and sit in the streets and cry and do all of that.
Yeah. Amen.
We take all that for granted. Rita yes, I always pick on Rita. She says, I never pick on her. I just wore her out.
Amen.
I hope she don't ever get tired of it. But you know, we take all that for granted. But these other people, they want what we got. And look, there's a right way to do it.
Amen.
That 14,000 done it the right way. The president addressed them and welcomed them. I welcome them. They're legal U.S. citizens. And I hope and pray they always respect the regard of this country, that embraced them and said, you belong to me now, and I pray they walk and do right in this country. And if they don't, I tell you what, we still got laws in this country, and I hope they're enforced. The 14,000 immigrants done it right. 14,000 immigrants were invited and became citizens of this country. They did it the right way, and they were accepted because of that. Now let's get into the serious part of this message. Now, it's one thing to want to get to America, and that is my foundation for this message. It's another thing to want to get to heaven.
Yes, right.
Now, in like manner, like the people that want to come to this country, to have the blessing of America, to have the chance of succeeding and having the things that pertain to life. I mean, America is the land of milk and honey, and all the world knows it.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Well, they use that same philosophy, Sister Rita, trying to get to heaven.
Right.
That's right.
And Phyllis, they think that they can go some way other than God's way.
Right.
That's been going on a long time.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it started in Genesis chapter 11.
Yeah.
Now, in Genesis chapter 11, the flood of Noah's done been over. And the world's recovering from that flood. And men are starting to get civilized. And I do want to read some of this because I don't think my little pea brain allowed me to quote it to the degree I want to comment upon this. But God records it here. And he said the whole earth was of one language. You know, that's kind of what they're striving for now. They want the one world order. Amen?
Yeah, that's right.
But the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another. And this is what happens when people get together. And this is what they kind of want to do. They said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone. I'm in Genesis chapter 11, verse 3. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Verse 5 said, and the Lord came down to see the city, and the tower which the children of men buildeth. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. And they've all one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing shall be restrained from them which they've imagined to do. Go to, let us go, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from off the face of the earth, and they left off to build a city, and the name of it's called Babel, because there the Lord did confound the language. You know that new thing now to learn somebody's language is called Babel. It's kind of undoing what God did here. And from hence the Lord scattered them abroad upon the face of all the earth. I want you to notice verse 4. Their intent was to build a tower to reach heaven.
Yeah.
Now, men want to go to heaven. Most do. I can't imagine nobody in their right mind not wanting to go to heaven. I'll tell you right now, anybody wants to can go to heaven.
Yeah.
We'll comment right here in a minute.
Amen.
And I don't know that this is evidently true, but I believe the whole purpose of this spaceship out of space is man trying to get to heaven some way other than Calvary. And I don't know why they want to pay so much money to go up there and go through so much chance of jeopardizing their soul and getting killed, blowed up like that. That one spaceship went up, had that school teacher in there. I can't remember, Challenger, is that the name of it? He blew up on the takeoff. I don't know why anybody would jeopardize himself if that is the intent of space exploration. I know one thing. God offers heaven free.
Yes, He does.
Right. At the expense of His Son.
Right.
Why anyone would turn that down? But that's just the mind of man. Man's contrary to God. And you know what? The mind of man, the love of this world is empty with God, and they want heaven on earth, and they want to have heaven without God. Man, God made heaven. God made the earth.
Yes.
But listen, that first ever to make it to heaven by man, God overthrowed it. God stopped it. God condemned it. He confounded their languages. But listen, if you could somehow make it to heaven apart from God, Jesus commented on that. He said, if you could climb up some other way, He said, you'd be a thief and a robber. St. John chapter 10, verse 1.
Yeah. Right.
Why go to heaven as a thief and a robber when you can go? You know, those immigrants, they showed us something. They said, you can do it the right way.
Yeah, that's right.
Man, you can be accepted. You can be genuine citizens of America, call it home.
Yeah.
Come and do it the right way.
Right.
Now this other bunch trying to come in, and no telling what pretense they're coming under. I mean, a lot of them are terrorists. A lot of them have hidden agendas that if they can just get to America, they can kill a lot of people, and then they can come in here and Allah Akbar and blow themselves up in a Walmart center somewhere and kill a bunch of people. And we say, how'd that happen? Somebody said, because they didn't put that border fence up.
That's right. That's right.
Now listen, that border wall, whatever you think about it, listen. You got walls in your house?
Yes.
You got a door on your house?
Yes.
Why you got walls on your house?
Yeah.
Why you got a door on your house?
That's right.
Do you lock it? I do mine.
Yeah.
I load the gun, turn the dog loose, ain't very big, but I say, go for the jugular, baby. So he sweep me up. Give me a little time to get the shotgun loaded, you know what I mean? But look, why are we so hard to understand the purpose of the wall is to keep those out that you don't want in, and my friend, to attack the ones that are in. Paul has so much trouble with that.
Yeah.
It's political nonsense is what it is.
Yes,
they're taking that thing, I mean, I've never seen nothing like it in my life, but they're wearing that out. But listen, Jesus said if you could get to heaven some other way than Him, He said, you'd be a thief and a robber. We're going to comment more on that here in a minute. But the problem today is sinners want to go to heaven their way instead of God's way. Now, that's kind of mentioned a little bit in Matthew chapter 7. And the key verse to Matthew chapter 7 is verse 15, where the Lord said, beware of false prophets that come to you in sheep's clothing, but in with them raving wolves. But He mentioned over there something significant in Matthew 7:22. He said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, did we not cast out devils in your name, and in your name do many mighty works? Verse 23, He said,
amen.
I'll say unto them in that day, depart from me, I never knew you. They're not citizens of heaven.
Right,
you get it?
Right.
Now those illegal immigrants that come in this country, look, I love them. But there's a right way to do it.
Yeah.
Come the right way.
Yeah.
The ones that did it the right way, they're mine now. They're my fellow citizens. We're all citizens of this country, this blessed country that everybody's trying to sneak into, that everybody's trying to come to. There's a right way. And their way looks okay. And you know what? Just to look at it from their standpoint, it may look okay. Proverbs 14:12 and Proverbs 16:25. Both of them say the exact same thing. Brother Daniel says there's a way that seems right unto a man.
Yeah.
It seems right. Nobody can find nothing wrong with it. But it goes on to say, but the end of that way is death.
Right.
Now we're going to comment more on all these stuff here in a minute. I'm just kind of going in that direction. But sinners want to go to heaven. They just want to find a way, Sister Joanne, to get to heaven without God.
Yeah.
Jesus said if you could get there that way, you'd be a thief and a robber. It ain't going to be a welcome party waiting for you. I'm looking forward to that welcome party. Mm-hmm. She talked about in that song here about them white angels that she's down there on the sand of the river and seen the white angels. I want to see the angelic host that says, you ready to go home? I say, yes, I am. And they say, let's go. And I say, right now, let's go.
Yeah, right.
Their way looks okay, but they don't understand God. This is terrible scripture. But I don't know nothing else that would help right here to understand God, because people don't understand God. I agree God's a God of love. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree God's a balanced God. I know that. But God makes a statement here in Psalms chapter 50, starting in verse 16. God says, but to the wicked, God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? Seeing thou hatest instruction, and casteth my word behind thee, when thou sawest a thief, thou consentest with him, and hast been partakers with adulterers. Thou hast given thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sitteth and speaketh against thy brother, thou slanderest thine own mother's son. Now here's the key verse here. These things thou hast done, and I kept silent.
Mm-hmm.
Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such a one as thyself, but I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you into pieces, and there be none to deliver. I just want you to know, it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God.
Yes, it is.
Hebrews 10:31 says, and let me tell you something, buddy, God's ready to judge. He's going to judge. Matter of fact, Paul mentioned in 2 Timothy 4:1 that Christ is ready to judge the quick and the dead is appearing. That means living and dead. And I'll tell you, buddy, it's one thing to be ignorant, but it's another thing to try to put God's word behind you and figure out some way to get to heaven apart from God when God says, I'm welcoming you. I'm telling you, God warns them. Moses asked God to show him His glory, and God warned Moses. He said, Moses, you can't see my face and live. Exodus chapter 33:20. God allowed Moses to see his backside. Exodus 34:5-8. Let me tell you what Moses did when he saw the backside of God. I'll tell you what, let's read that. We're right here in Exodus anyway.
Yeah.
I want you to notice what Moses did just as soon as he seen just the backside of God. Said in verse 5, and the Lord descended in a cloud and stood before him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, and by no means clear the guilty, visiting iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the children's children, under the third and fourth generation. Look at verse 8. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. It didn't take him long to get down.
No.
Now he's kind of went a little too far in his quest, and he said, Lord, show me your glory. And God came down, and he said, I believe I better look down and look upon your glory.
That's right.
Well, listen, we will see him in his glory. And Moses, Jesus said, you can't see me and live. God just warned him. But people's concept of God's wrong. And they need to realize God has made a way, a new and a living way. He broke down the partition and gave us access to Him through His Son. And he welcomes people to come. And he welcomes people to call upon him. But maybe they think God won't accept them. Well, God said, John 6:37, all that come to me, I'll in no wise turn away. Maybe they think God won't forgive them. God said, Isaiah 1:18, come now, saith the Lord, let's reason together. Though your sin be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, I'll make them as wool. God's got the cure. He's got the antidote for the lethal poison of sin. I mean the blood of His Son, Jesus. It cleanses us from all sin. Glory to God. I'm glad, praise God, I've had the antidote.
That's right.
I had it to my problem. I'm telling you, I was terminal, Brother Mitchell. I had a terminal disease. The Bible said that it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment, the sentence of death passed upon all men. I was terminally ill.
Yeah.
But He cured me. Now I'm eternal life. Amen.
Yeah,
thanks to Jesus. Amen. But you know what? This thing here is just as simple as all get out. They just don't understand. God, they think God will make an exception to them. The Bible said in Hebrews 2:3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? There's no excuse. There's no escape. Just do it the right way.
That's right.
That's it. Why not just do it the right way? It's one thing to be an alien from heaven, mm-hmm, without hope, without God in the world, Ephesians 2:12, when you can be a citizen of heaven, legal, through the blood of Jesus, thanks to Calvary, that
Amen.
Way was made. Thanks to Calvary, that price was paid. Now the whosoevers can come to God. Now the whosoevers can call upon God. Now the whosoevers can become citizens of heaven. Now the whosoever can become sons and daughters of God. Why not just come God's way and attain legal citizenship of heaven? That's mentioned in Ephesians 2:19. We're citizens. I tell them all the time, Brother Benny, I feel guilty about voting now. My citizenship's in heaven now.
That's
I'm a citizen
right.
of that country.
Amen.
I'm already seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I just haven't.
Right.
I just haven't arrived in person. I'm already there in Him.
Because right.
I'm in Him, He's in me.
Yeah.
I'm telling you where He is, where I'm going to be. And I can't wait to make my exodus. I can't wait to get out. I'm talking about Buddy. They don't have to worry about me looking back. I can't wait to get out. I'm leaving with a shout,
right.
Brother Jerry.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, I'm going to shout all the way to get there. And I'm going to shout the whole time I am there. And there's a shout of the King in me right now. And I wish I could get it out right now. Amen.
Amen.
But oh, listen, why not just do it the right way?
That's right.
Illegal immigration. Now, Brother Mitchell, some people just ain't going to do it right.
That's right. They ain't.
I mean, you can say, hey, look, I'll give you some money to do it right now. Do it my way.
That's right.
You know why that is?
Yeah.
They're rebels.
That's
I believe it's Isaiah 30. Brother Evans tell me to read in Isaiah. I believe it's Isaiah 30 that says, woe unto the rebellious children.
Yeah.
That take counsel but not of me.
Right.
That they may add sin Amen. Unto sin.
That's
they just
right.
don't want to do it the right way.
No.
I mean, they take pleasure in sin. They take pleasure in trying to undermine God. And like Frank Sinatra wrote that ungodly right. song. It said, and I did it my way.
Amen.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you do it your way, there's a price to pay.
Amen. That's right.
We're gonna hit on that here in a minute.
Yeah,
I'm going somewhere. I'm just taking my time
Amen.
To get there. I didn't think I'd get through this space, but people won't make it, really. Why not just do it God's way?
Yeah.
It's amazing. God said, my hands stretched out all the day long.
Amen.
God's got a hand that says, take me by the hand, we'll
That's
work
right.
it out.
That's right.
I mean, buddy, he stretched out his hand. He said, no man regards. He stretched out his hand. This bunch of rebels said, I don't need your help, God.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh boy, God help the mind that's entertained a thought
that's
like
right.
that don't think they need that's the help
right.
of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of atheists. I've been corresponding with some of them this week on the internet. And it's kind of sad, really, that it's actually harder to do what they do than to trust God and let God help them. But they're
that's
so
right.
stubborn and so
Amen.
Rebellious and so simple that they just won't let God be God.
Right.
They're just so selfish in their life. Ain't that amazing that the Bible said God gives and God takes away?
Right.
And they think somehow or another
right.
they can live apart from God, but the Bible says in Him we live, move, have our being.
That's right.
I tell Miss Sunday School this morning, they want to breathe God's air.
Yeah.
They want to drink God's water. They want to eat God's food. They want God's sunlight shine upon them. They want the seasons they can enjoy them. They want to look up the stars of heaven at night and see the glory up there. The Bible said the heaven declare the glory of God. They see them stars and stars up there like diamonds laying on black velvet. And they see that beauty and all of that right there. And yet they don't want to give God any praise or any credit for him. They cross their hand and say, I don't need God. And that's the funnest thing from the truth.
That's right.
I'm telling you, not only they need God, they better be in a hurry about getting in touch with him.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just come God's way? Be a legal citizen of heaven.
Yeah.
You know, in Revelation chapter 19, I believe it's verse 9. I do want to be sure, because this is going to be recorded and put on the internet, and I want to be accurate as a 22 rifle. I'm borrowing at that. Revelations 19. It's in the wrong chapter, no wonder. Yeah, verse 9. And he said unto me, write. I said, I want this wrote down. Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Yes.
God said that's a blessing.
Right.
To be a legal citizen of heaven. That first thing we do, we get there, we're going to eat a meal. I'm all for eating. That's why my nose is so red, Rita.
Amen.
My wife, she got these two big long beef tenderloin. And my job was to cut them up, Joanne. And I said, how thick you want me to make them? She said, about 2 inches thick. She's going to make filet mignon out of these evil inner loins from the beef. Cow, and I cut them things 2 inches thick, and she wrapped a piece of bacon around them, and she cooked a whole wheelbarrow load of fried taters. And I should have just eat one of them steaks, but I eat two of them. And she marinated them in something, I don't know what it was, but it made me want to them, you know what I mean? She cooked them taters the way I like it, that old lard, you know, and put the salt and pepper on there, you know what I mean? And I ate about 2 pounds of taters instead of one. I ate 2 of those big ribeyes instead of one. And I had a rib streak up my nose. That's how I know my blood pressure's up. You know what? If I died, I'd die happy. I mean, hey, why starve to death and not enjoy life when you can eat and enjoy what days you do live? Now, my mom, bless her memory, my mom, she exercised every day, took her vitamins, took her medicine. And I'm sure, even though she done everything right, she thought she'd be here even today. I mean, all her family lived long lives. But I was there at the hospital. My mom passed away in 2005. And my mom died with her eyes open. I still remember. I was supposed to eat dinner with her that day, Carolyn. And she's chiding with me. You get over there and eat. I'm fine. I ain't going nowhere. But I'm right here with you. She said, you get over there and eat. I'm fine. I did want to go over and eat, but I wasn't going to leave her. I didn't think nothing was wrong either. But unknown to me, and unknown to her, and unknown to her sister, Aunt June, she died right there in that hospital room. And a doctor come in. Of course, Mama done died. I just kissed her on the forehead and said, Mama, I love you. And she looked at that and smiled. I love you too. Mama's looking at the ceiling. And I'm sitting there talking to my Aunt June. The doctor comes in. Doctor walked right up to my mom, said, the Lord, she can hear me, close your eyes. And Mama didn't close her eyes. We didn't think nothing about it. Me and June still yakking like, you know, just yakking up a storm. And the doctor said, would y'all mind stepping out just a minute? And we stepped outside. We're still yakking up a storm. The doctor come outside. And she said, she's left us. And Aunt June passed out. She said, she can't be gone. I need her. And that's my mom. I can't even grieve my mom being passed away but having tender needs of my aunt. But I want you to know my mom took good care of herself. She exercised every day. She ate right every day. Fed me really good. Oh, my. My. She took her medicine. She done everything right. No matter if you do everything right, you're still going to die.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, we live in number today. Why not just enjoy it? I mean, I don't mind a red nose. Whatever you want. I enjoyed the 2 steaks. I enjoyed that 2 pound of fried potatoes. I'll eat them again if I can get them, amen.
That's right.
You get my point?
Yes.
I mean, why push back when you can have all you want? God said, I'm going to feed you. Come on up there. The blessed is he that's called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. I'm telling you, what a meal we're going to have. Amen.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
fried cornbread to heaven.
Yeah,
you know how I know that? Psalm 78.
Yeah, that's right.
Man, eat the corn of heaven. Eat that bread, come down to heaven with cornbread.
Amen.
I'm going to make the best cornbread ever. Should be making the cornbread. I can't wait to get some of it. There is one thing for sure I miss about my mom. That's eating her cornbread. Oh, my. Let me tell you a story on her sister Sue. I always went to eat dinner with my mom every Sunday. My dad left my mom for another woman. He killed me, killed her. I tried my best to love them both. We made the best of it. It's terrible. But I always go to Sunday to try to comfort mom. She'd always cook. Matter of fact, this Sunday she died. I just pulled in the parking lot where she lived in kind of like a retirement complex for elderly people over on the, what's the name of the street? It's left my mind. Statesman Street, I believe. Yeah. Anyway, she was getting in the ambulance when I pulled in the parking lot. I said, what's going on? She said, you get on in there and eat. I'm fine. I got to go to the hospital yet. Aunt, her sister. My sister won't leave me alone. Aunt Jenny wants me to go to the hospital. Well, I got car and followed her to the hospital. She said, don't follow me. Get there and eat. I would do it. But anyway, let me tell this story to my mom. I went over one Sunday like I did every Sunday, but Jerry to eat with her. And I got over there and she's in tears. Oh, she's crying real hard, real loud. I said, what's the matter, Mom? She said, I fell asleep and I burnt the cornbread. She knew I loved my mom. I'm determined to eat her cornbread, even burnt, because I love my mom. God is my witness. I like it so much. I asked her to please burn the cornbread every Sunday. I never dreamed I'd like burnt cornbread. That was our little joke. I get there every Sunday after that. She said, I burnt cornbread. I said, woo! Oh, man, pickled beans on top of burnt cornbread is about as good as you can get. She's crying because she burned it. And I'm a little concerned because I love the cornbread. I thought, what am I going to do? I ate that burnt cornbread. I'm not kidding you right now. I'll take a big slice of burnt cornbread right now if I can get my hands on it. But anyway, God says we're going to have a supper. He said we're going to have a supper when we get to heaven. I'm all about eating. I love to eat. I don't know how in the world I stay so slim. I almost have the biggest tapeworm in Barron County. I eat like a horse. I don't eat anything that's healthy. I don't even try to worry about my weight. I just go like a freight train, eat like a horse, hope for the best.
Yeah.
Anyway, God says, blessed are those that are called.
That's
right. You remember Mama? Supper's done!
Yeah.
Anybody remember that?
Yeah.
You remember blowing out of your shoes trying to get there, you know what I mean? Slide in there, Mama. Start making that food over there. I'm going to get elbows around in the old lady. When she hung that supper down, I don't care if we play football, basketball. I don't care if we play hide and seek. It don't matter what we was playing. I'm telling you, buddy, we took off like a dog shot of a gun.
Yeah.
Look out like a scalded dog. God going to feed us when we get to heaven.
That's right.
Now here's what I've been building all this up to. You know, it's better just to do it right, go the right way, enjoy the things of God.
Amen.
But there's some people, they just ain't going to do it, Brother Mitchell.
Right.
They're just not going to do it. They're never going to let God be God.
Right.
So God put a parable in here. You know what we do when we catch an illegal immigrant in America? We deport them.
Yeah.
Now they're all mad about ICE because ICE is enforcing the law.
Yeah.
Now, rebels don't like laws.
Nope.
They don't like policemen.
Right.
I told y'all one day a policeman arrested a man. He said, I know my rights. And that policeman backed up. I'd have hit him over the head with a blackjack.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, you commit a crime, you forget about rights. There ain't nothing right about doing wrong.
Okay.
And that policeman got a badge, and he's an officer of the law. He's there to enforce the law. And listen, to enforce the law, you forget about rights. Now, when he arrested that boy and he said, I know my rights, if I'd been that policeman, I'd have had him in shackles. But anyway, here, we're going to read this right here. Some people just ain't going to let God be God. They just ain't going to do it right. And just like we expel our illegal immigrants, you're going to find out right here, God does the same thing.
Yeah,
Jesus here speaking a parable in Matthew chapter 24. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a certain king which made a marriage for his son. I want to be at that marriage supper, I'll tell you right now. I'm already legal. I'm already going. I'm telling you, I know where my placement is, but I'll tell you, where my name is, that's where I'll be. And he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Can you imagine turning a meal down? Well, that's the world today. They're turning the meal down.
Yes, they are.
Listen, this is sad. This is sad that we go out and try to tell people God loves them, try to tell people that God wants to forgive them, God wants to save them, give them a home in heaven, wants to feed them, take care of them, that they won't have no want or nothing. It's sad, Sue, that they turn that down.
That's right.
They say, I might surprise you one of these days. They might get surprised one of these days.
That's right.
Yeah, I got a feeling a lot of them are going to get surprised.
Yeah, right.
They would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants. You notice that? God went a little further. He sent other servants saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I prepare my dinner. Come on, let's have a meal.
Yeah, that's right.
He said, I prepared my dinner. My oxen, my fatlings are killed. All things are ready. Come into the marriage. But they made light of it. That means they said, they made like a joke. They made a joke about it. You know, that's kind of what sinners do today. They make fun of you and me.
Yeah, right.
You know, I might be a fool, but I'm a fool for Christ.
That's right.
I was a fool for the devil for 34 years. But for 30 years now, I've been the right kind of fool. I'm ashamed of those first years. And if God be willing, I like to balance the books. And it's up to Him. I'm just glad I'm saved. I'm glad, praise God, my name's in the book.
Yes.
I'm glad it's in heaven, amen. I'm glad I've got a reservation. I'm glad I'm prepared. If He was to call today, I'm ready to leave out, amen.
Right.
But they made light of it, Brother Ed, and they went their way. They wouldn't go God's way. They didn't want nothing to do with God. They didn't want to hear about God's way. And one of them went to a farm, another went to his merchandise. There's more interest in things of the world than there were in the things of God.
That's right.
And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. That's the way the world will do to you.
Yeah.
Now I've had people spit in my face. I've had them call me a few things. And you know what? It's counted all joy.
Right.
But when the king heard thereof, he is wroth. That means he's mad. He sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers, burned up their cities. They killed his servants. Let me tell you something. God's coming. Boy, is He mad.
Yes,
yeah. John's on the Isle of Patmos. He couldn't be in church. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. It may come back for us. I don't know. Them boys trapped in that cave. They got six of them out. I left this morning. For all I know, they may be all out. But I tell you, we may be in a cave before it's over. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I tell you what, even in a cave, since it's coming, I can be in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
Yeah.
I like being in the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, God gave His Spirit. His Spirit bears with my Spirit. And I am a child of God. I enjoy being in the Spirit.
Yes.
I am spiritual. I like spiritual songs.
Amen.
I like spiritual meals.
Yeah.
I like serving with the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, listen. They made a light of it. The king's mad. They killed his servants. He sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers, burned up their cities. Then said he to his servants, the wedding's ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. God's inviting all. He said, whosoever will, let him come.
Right.
Whosoever will, let him call. I'm telling you, God said, bring them all with him.
Right, yeah.
God wants the table full.
Yes, He does.
So those servants went out to the highways, not protesting like they did over the weekend about the murders in Chicago, the gun-free zone, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But and they were only supposed to use two lanes of the freeway, and they used them all. You know, I mean, that's just the way rebels do.
That's right.
I'd say it like this, boy,
right.
But we need God back in the schools of America.
Yeah.
We need to teach our children about the love of God, about the ways of God, and get this bunch of rebellion out of our schools.
Mm-hmm.
I'll slip that in there real quick. But listen, he said, as many as you find, bid them to come. You find somebody today, tell them God wants to feed them. God wants to give them a home.
Amen.
Bless you, Brother Mitchell. He's always witnessing people.
Amen.
God said, bid them all. Come on! Come!
Amen.
He said those servants went out in the highways and gathered as many as they found, both bad and good. God don't call.
Amen.
I'm telling you, buddy, He's reasonable God. He said, let's reason together. We'll fix it.
Yeah.
We'll clean you up.
Right.
We'll put some clothes on you. And the wedding was furnished with guests. Ain't that good?
That's good.
Boy, God, now he's got this marriage supper ready for his son.
Yeah.
They've got plenty of guests now. It's full now. This is good. And when the king came in to see the guest, it's not good. He saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. I don't know how that man got there. Jesus said, if you come some other way, you'll be a thief and a robber. Well, this man, evidently, somehow he got there some other way. Maybe he thought, Lord, I cast out devils in your name. I done many mighty works in your name. And if anybody's fit to be at this marriage supper, I am. I just want you to know, buddy, I'm glad I got a wedding garment.
That's right.
I'm glad I've got something to cover me. Amen. Well, this man, he ain't got nothing to cover him. And the king sees him there, and he ain't got on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, friend. You know, he's a friend of sinners.
Yeah.
Boy, if he wouldn't, we'd already be in the lake of fire.
Right.
Man, I'd be going down for the third time hoping he'd kill me and get me out of that misery.
Yeah, that's right.
I'd be like a worm in hot ashes hoping he'd hurt me. God's his friend. Ain't that something? Here's a man who ain't got a wedding garment on. Sue, God's his friend. Well, it hurts me. It hurts me to see the predicament of this man when he could have come the right way.
That's right.
When he could have had everything, but he wanted to do it his way, and he wanted somehow show God he could come apart from God. That hurts me a little bit.
Right.
To think somebody could have come the right way.
Right.
Could have got the blessing.
Yeah.
Could have got the meal. Could have got the enjoyment of heaven, had a home and all.
Amen.
It kind of hurts a little bit.
Yeah.
God said, friend, how come you ain't got a wedding garment? He says, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. He didn't have anything to say. He didn't say, I'm on my rights. He didn't say, I'm going to get lower. He's speechless.
Right. Amen.
And I'll tell you what, anybody comes before God and don't come the way God said to come,
that's right.
Boy, they're going to be speechless. They're going to be like dead men.
That's right. Amen.
Then the king. They said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. God believes in deportation too.
Yes, he does.
Listen, just do it the right way. This ain't a bad message. This ain't a hateful message. This ain't hate speech.
No.
Just do it the right way.
That's right.
Get the blessing. Don't try to undermine the laws of this country. Don't try to undermine God. Just come the right way. Get the blessing.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Blessing.
Amen.
They think America's heaven on earth. Enjoy that.
That's right.
You can find God in America. I don't know if you can find God in other countries, but I'll tell you what, if you do, it'd be because a missionary went there from America.
That's right.
Ain't that something? God's took America.
That's
and
right.
He's evangelized the whole world with missionaries from America. We've took the light out to the dark corners of this world. We took the light out to the heathenistic countries of this world. And we told them that God loves them and God will forgive them and God will save them and that they receive it. They're not like us. They ain't got ears dull to hear. And I mean, boy, what was that?
Amen.
Tell me again. I want to make sure I get it right.
Yeah.
That if you'll confess in your mouth that you're a sinner, and if you'll believe in your heart that God will forgive your sin, you'll be saved.
Right.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It ain't a hit and miss.
No.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. I agree there's a whole lot more to it than that. Because I couldn't even get lost without the help of God. But when He got me good and lost, it didn't take me that long to get saved.
Right. That's right.
Oh, friend, listen. Why not just do it the right way? God said, throw them out of here. Cast them into outer darkness. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Illegal immigration. Just do it right.
That's right.
Get the blessing.
That's
right. Those 14,000 that joined American citizenship July the 4th this year, they're as legal as I am.
That's right.
They can enjoy America just like I do. I enjoy it.
Amen.
I enjoy it. I enjoy being a pillow of my head, sleep in my home.
Amen.
I enjoy being able to do my job.
Right.
I enjoy having an opportunity to worship my God.
Yeah.
Kneel down, pray this morning.
Yeah.
Pray last night with a bunch of men. Old
Amen.
Bethel Baptist Church. Prayed yesterday morning. I enjoy that.
Yeah.
Oh, we better be careful concerning this country.
Oh, that's right.
God's blessed and raised this country up. We just don't really realize. We take a lot of things for granted.
Yeah.
Listen, let's just do it right. God told us how to do it right.
Amen.
He's given us instructions on how to do things right. Let's just do it right. I know America's under siege right now of a politician trying to be politically correct, trying to somehow rewrite history and remove the statues and say that this really wasn't like it was. Look, I've done read the history. They still had it nice in school.
Yeah.
I still remember it.
That's right.
I remember some of the sayings. Mm-hmm. I remember Benjamin Franklin saying, "Sirs, I'm persuaded that this country cannot continue without the help of God." And he said, in the sacred writings, and he quoted Psalms 127, verse 1. In the sacred writings, it says, "Except the Lord build the house, they that labor to build it labor in vain." He said, "We need the help of God in America."
That's right.
And they listened to him, Sharon. As you can tell, we're still here.
That's right.
Let's keep going, God.
That's right.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for the admonishment of your word. Lord, help us to be doers, not hearers only. Help us to lay to our heart, Lord, the things that we've heard here today. I pray for those that are here, and I pray for those that are hear this message by way of internet. May we all, I pray, be honest with ourselves, be honest with God, and may we seek to do things right. And Lord, I know your face is against those that do evil. And I know, Lord, you're a loving God. You go long-suffering, gracious, patient, kind to us. And Lord, we just seem like, Lord, we just take that for granted and abuse it. But Lord, help us, I pray. Help us, Lord, I pray, to be a blessing, not a burden. And whatever, Lord, you do in this message, we thank you and praise you and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'll get Brother Jerry, please, and Sister Sharon, sing a verse of invitation on him. I don't know how the Word of God went with you, but I know one thing. I'm glad it's well in my soul.
Yeah.
I'm glad I done it the right way. I'm glad, praise God, my sin's in the blood, name's in the book. My citizenship's heaven.